show, 1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is calling on Israel and Iran to make a deal as the two countries continue to pound each other. Israeli President Isaac Herzog is in Bat Yam, where an Israeli missile killed at least six people, including two children.
I call upon the leadership of the free world. You really want to de-escalate? Then enable us and work with us to get the nukes out of Iran.
The search for the suspect in the killings of a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband comes with a warning for those who spot him. Drew Evans is Minnesota's top law enforcement official.
Do not approach him. You should consider him armed and dangerous. Call 911 immediately with the information.
Saturday's No Kings protests attracted millions of demonstrators around the country, including this woman in Los Angeles.
I just wanted to be counted as someone who's really unhappy with everything that's going on. I'm totally freaked out at how fast things are devolving.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. Southwest Wisconsin is seeing a surge in clean energy, emerging as a hotbed for large-scale renewable projects. Proponents say they're economically benefiting the community. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
About 10% of Wisconsin's electricity is from renewable sources. The industry employs about 6,500 people and invests $15.5 million a year in property, state, and local taxes, and more than $15 million annually in land lease payments. Caden Crapp with the Wisconsin Land and Liberty Coalition says along with the economic benefits, clean energy has the potential to provide the state with autonomy.
One of the biggest benefits that including these renewable energies into the state grid can bring is that we can start becoming a net exporter by being able to create our own Wisconsin-grown energy and be able to distribute it to other states as well.
A number of proposed projects are slated for the area, including the Whitetail Energy Center, the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center, and the Uplands Wind Project. Each is projected to generate millions of dollars annually and collectively produce hundreds of megawatts of energy to power homes and businesses across the state. Amy Seaboth-Wilson with Southwest Wisconsin Technical College says the school is leading the pack in innovation. She says it offers degrees to prepare students for the rising industry. The renewable energy influx has faced some controversy, with critics saying they replace some of the state's agricultural uses. Opponents say less than 2% of Wisconsin's 14 million acres of agricultural land would be needed to reach the state's clean energy goals. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman.
The Brewers and the Cardinals wrap it up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' four-game series at home against the St. Louis Cardinals concludes today. We'll have a recap tonight. Cardinals won last night, 8-5. Things got a little testy between the two teams. 40,000 fans watched as the Brewers' Caleb Durbin ran to first base, now played by the Cardinals' Wilson Contreras. He's the brother of the Brewers' catcher, William. It appeared that Wilson blocked the bag, and some of the Brewers, including Rhys Hoskins, shouted some complaints about the play from the dugout. After the game, Wilson Contreras told St. Louis reporters, well, he said some things about the Brewers I can't repeat. Oh, by the way, Hoskins got beaned by a pitch in that game. It got spicy. Manager Pat Murphy.
Well, it's Cardinals Brewers, man. There's always going to be high emotion. The players handle that stuff, you know, like that's the way it goes. We're not looking to fight, but we're not going to be pushed around either.
So the Brewers have tomorrow off before heading to Chicago for a three-game series against the first-place Cubs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price on this Father's Day. Plentiful cloud cover out there with showers here and there and even some rumbles of thunder too. High temperatures warming to the lower 70s. Our winds on the light side. Tonight, showers and storms, mostly cloudy skies, lows in the lower 60s. It's 57 at our studios.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by Matt Rothschild. We go deep on book banning in Florida. Did you read Judy Blume? Did you like it? Well, Florida kids won't be able to read it anymore. We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and a happy Father's Day. This is the Music of the Star. Thank you for being here. You're the best audience anywhere. And I say that because you get it. Talk to somebody, I've got a Father's Day show, and, oh, what are you going to play? Oh, my papa said, yeah, that and about 300 other tunes. What other tunes? Well, there's plenty out there. I want to talk about a movie. One you may not be aware of. It's Stuart Saves His Family. It's supposed to be funny, and it is in some ways. Well, you can identify with some of the things in there, and a couple of songs Warren Weebly did. It's about a dysfunctional family. Oh, don't worry, it all ends up good. Check it out, and if you can't find it, like us on Facebook, The Music of the Stars. And I'll give you the clue how to watch the picture, which is unforgettable. The Music of the Stars, Garrison Keillor.
Father's Day. Father's Day this weekend. No gifts necessary from me. Thank you very much. Thank you for the thought, assuming you were thinking of it. This is my gift to my late father. This is a song I wrote about him called My Old Dad. Daddy was a gardener. He loved his corn and peas, the strawberry beds that he kept, and tending all his apple trees. Tomatoes, melons, row by row, he cultivated with his hoe. I think of him in the sun, bending to his work, till it was done. Daddy was a carpenter, he loved to cut and trim. Whenever I hear a power saw, I always think of him. Nails in his mouth, hammer in hand, way up high on a ladder he'd stand. I think of him in his coveralls, packing up his tools as evening falls. Once a month I sat on a chair with his big hand on my head, and he carefully cut my hair as clean and true as a carpenter could do. Daddy liked to work on cars and open up the hood, adjust the timing, tighten the belt, and grease the bearings good. He and my uncles looked at cars parked in the driveway and never tired of arguing about Ford versus Chevrolet. He died in the house he built, and we carried him through town in a long black Cadillac and laid him in the ground. Think of him when I happen to say something that he might have said, and then I feel his hand resting on my head. I think of him when I drive a car, when a train goes by, when I hear the hymns he loved or smell a homemade pie. My old dad, the living leave, they move away, but the dead are with us every day. My old dad. My friends have drifted far apart, but the dead are living in our heart. My old dad.
Garrison Keillor. Walter Brennan.
I don't care for city life. Move to town just to please my wife. Ain't allowed to quittle with my pocket knife. I want to go back to the farm. Can't wear overalls no more. Silly carpets all over the floor. Miss the boys at the general store. I want to go back to the farm. Sure miss fishing in old Mud Creek. Neighbors ain't friendly. They won't speak. Gotta take a bath at least once a week. Never had to do that in the farm. My, what I do to please a spouse. I was a man, now I feel like a mouse. Bathroom built right inside the house. Ain't like it was in the farm. Fancy restaurants, neon lights, women walking, round and tight. I even miss the chigger bites I used to get in the farm. Supposed to be a life of ease. Well, guess I'm just a little hard to please. Mama don't fix them black-eyed peas like she done back on the farm. My, that wife of mine's a sight. Where's that girdle? Too darn tight. Gonna learn to play bridge tonight. She weren't like that on the farm. Don't get milk from cows no more. Comes in a bottle, right to the door. You know, I ain't had a good saddle sore since I left my home on the farm. I'm a little older, but a whole lot wiser. My wife calls me a cheap old miser. miss that smell of fertilizer that we had back on the farm. She just jabbers on the phone, talking about what the neighbors own. She's gonna find herself alone, 'cause I'm heading back for the farm.
Nancy Sinatra next. That was Walter Brennan.
There's a man who always stood right by me, tall and proud and good when times were bad. Too much heart is the only fault that I see. This song's not for you folks, it's for my dad. Always a partner, a playmate and a teacher, ready with a joke when times were sad. And in my teens, sometimes he was a preacher. This song's not for you folks, it's for my dad.
Stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. Practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
Nancy Sinatra, Daddy. Big hit, 1967. And here's a tune for Nancy written by Phil Silver. More on Phil in just a second.
If I don't see her each day, I miss her. Gee, what a thrill each time I kiss her. Believe me, I've got a case on Nancy with a laughing face. She takes the winter and makes it summer. But summer could take some lessons from her. Picture a tomboy in lace. That's Nancy with a laughing face. Have you ever heard mission bells ringing? Well, she'll give you very same glow. When she speaks, you would think it was singing. Just hear her say hello. I swear to goodness, you can't resist her. Sorry for you, she has no sister. No one could ever replace Nancy with a laughing face. Mission bells ringing. Well, she'll give you the very same glow. When she speaks, you would think it was singing. Just hear her say hello. Keep Audrey Hepburn and keep Liz Taylor. Nancy's the feature, they're just the trailer. No angel could replace Nancy with a laughing face.
Frank's got another daughter, you know, Tina. The music of the stars, Jimmy Van Heusen. Sammy Kahn. Yeah, that team.
You simply can't forget her the moment you have met her. Your heart will never ever be the same. Tina, Tina, nobody else but Tina. That's the little lady's name. And once you've gone and kissed her, give up. You can't resist her.
Your thoughts will wear her picture like a frame. Tina, Tina, nobody quite like Tina. That's the little lady's name. She'll merely smile, and in a twinkling, you'll swear that smile contains a star. Before that smile, you had no inkling how much in love you really are. Let others look for angels. I have no time for angels. I've found someone more than just divine. Tina, Tina, no, sir, you can't have Tina. Tina is mine, oh, mine. Tina is mine, oh.
You under my skin.
Frank Sinatra's legacy lives in his music, in his son Frank Sinatra Jr., and in this historic recording studio, a room that still bears Sinatra's classic microphone and recording chair.
I was here when the first record was made in this chamber. I was sitting here on top of this old linoleum floor, and the floors weren't even in then. That was February of 1956.
Do you remember what the recording was?
The recording was a Frank Sinatra record album in which he was conducting, not singing, a compilation of short pieces for orchestra called Tone Poems of Color.
I have this imagined picture in my mind of your dad going out into the hall and bumping into Dean Martin and, you know, Nat Cole comes bringing donuts for everybody.
That happened everywhere. Dean Martin was easy to bump into. His gait was not always, shall we say, accurate.
Is that true?
Oh, Dean toasted people's good health now and again. He was something.
Dean, Nat, and of course, Frank. Even today, their iconic presence is felt throughout Capitol Records.
It appears like they're in their Sunday best to come to work.
No. That's the way people dressed then. Flip-flops had not been invented.
Capitol and Reprise Records are combining their Sinatra libraries, saluting one of the world's greatest performers with a career-spanning CD, Sinatra, Best of the Best.
If you had to say, in a broad brush, how the Capitol years are sort of different from the Reprise years, what would you say?
The Capitol years is very simple. The Capitol years were 1950s. It was a different world in the 1950s than it became in the 1960s. All of a sudden now, we get into what then became known as rock and roll, all of it consummated in capital letters by someone named Elvis Presley, and then something else happened. Suddenly, we fell victim to what was called then the British invasion. Suddenly, we have the Beatles. And everybody said at the time, what are people like Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and Ella Fitzgerald and Nat King Cole, what are they going to do for music? Mm. So they had to have their staffs begin to look harder and deeper to find the better music. One day I was sitting with Mr. Sinatra, and I said, why don't you make albums anymore like the Only the Lonely album? That was really such a great record. And he said it was a different world then.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
My daughter needs a new phonograph. She wore out all the needles. Besides, I broke the old one in half. I hate the Beatles. She says they have a Liverpool beat. She says they used to play there. Four nice kids from off of the street. Why didn't they stay there? What is all the screaming about? Fainting and swooning. Sounds to me like their guitars could use a little tuning. The boys are from the British Empire. The British think they're keen. If that is what the British desire, God save the Queen. No daughter of mine can push me around. In my house, I'm the master. But when the Beatles came into town, gad, what a disaster. Little girls in sneakers and jeans destroyed the territory. 'Twas like some of the gorier scenes from West Side Story. Of course my daughter had to go there. The tickets are cheap, she hollers. I was able to pick up a pair for $47. When the Beatles come on the stage, they scream and shriek and cheer them. Now I know why they're such a rage. It's impossible to hear them. Ringo is the one with the drum. The others all play with him. It shows you what a boy can become without a sense of rhythm. There's Beatle books and t-shirts and rings and one thing and another. To buy my daughter all of these things, I had to sell her brother. Back in 1776, we fought the British then, folks. Parents of America, it's time to do it again, folks. When they come back, here's how we'll begin. We'll throw them in Boston Harbor. But please, before we toss them all in, let's take them to a barber.
Happy Father's Day, everybody. Let's stay quiet a moment and think about our dads. Thank you.
Father's Day, so naturally our thoughts turn to them and to the well-being of family life in America. Families have always stood at the center of our society, preserving good and worthy traditions from our past, entrusting those traditions to our children, our greatest hope for the future. Family life has changed much down through the years. The days when we could expect to live in only one home and hold only one job are probably gone forever. Perhaps we will not go back to the old family ways, but I think we can and should preserve family values. Values of faith, honesty, responsibility, tolerance, kindness, and love. And we'll keep on trying to do better, trying to create a better life for those who follow. This hasn't been easy to do in the last decade. It's become more difficult to raise children than it once was. For example, the dependency exemption on your income tax. The money you can deduct for raising a child or caring for an elderly relative was $600 in the late 40s. That's been increased to $1,000 now. But if that deduction had been indexed to keep pace with inflation, today you would be deducting more than $3,000 for every one of your children. Housing became harder to afford, and the cost of private education also became too expensive for millions of middle-income families. By 1980, American families felt the full shock of runaway taxes, inflation, record interest rates, and soaring prices for housing, education, food, and other necessities of life. They saw the golden promise of the American dream disappearing behind storm clouds of economic misery. Liberals urged huge government subsidies, paying parents for expenses they used to handle themselves. But big government becoming big brother, pushing parents aside, interfering with one parental responsibility after another, is no solution. It only makes bad situations worse, raising prices and taxes for everyone. We came to Washington with a better idea. Help working parents to better provide for themselves and their children by enabling them to keep more of their earnings and help them by making government do its job so the terrifying specter of runaway price increases never returns. Our tax rate reductions have helped parents, reducing the tax bill that would have been owed by a typical family by over $900 a year. And we've helped parents by reducing the inflation rate by nearly two-thirds since 1980, and by creating more than 6 million new jobs. Things are getting better for American families, but much remains to be done. That's why the Treasury Department is making greater tax fairness and greater tax incentives for families a central consideration in the tax reform proposals they're developing.
Ladies and gentlemen, is Bolt. I'm not sure whether you're going to regard me as the hero or the villain of our story. I'm not sure if you're going to like me, but you would have liked Edward, my son. Wonderful boy with a charming smile. Our story starts when Edward was a year old and we were just playing Mr. and Mrs. Bolt. Edward, dear boy, you're fast asleep, I hope. You've kicked your covers off, I'm sure.
I've tucked them back.
I just want you to know that down here we have the matter of your future well in hand, all four of us. Sleep safe, Edward. The world shall be your oyster.
Oh, there's nothing so mysterious about business success.
Indeed?
No. It's all comparatively simple, if you know how.
In my own case, I had a small firm, and I wanted to enlarge it.
And what did you do, sir?
I set fire to it and collected the insurance.
Would you like to have dinner with me?
But as a reward, sir?
No. Just because I'd like you to.
Do you mind if I go home and dress?
No. As a matter of fact, we'll both dress. Pick you up at 8?
8:30.
What's that?
My address.
Not a very original beginning for a love story, but it was a love story. Discreditable, often unsatisfactory.
I don't question what you do or where you're going. I accept things. Someone watching this flat.
What?
He's been there all evening under the lamppost.
Well, why didn't you tell me? Well,
I suddenly realized what he must be doing.
Put out the light.
Bye.
Phil Silver is next.
All of my life, I've been dreaming the wrong dream, hoping the wrong hope, singing the wrong songs. All of my life, all of my life, I've been picking the wrong horse, saying the wrong thing, making the wrong bets. All of my life, I thought there was nothing alive. Just wait for that lucky hunch. Just throw that lucky punch. Wham! You too can be the champ. Yesterday you batted zero. Hit a homer, you're a hero. I thought there was nothing alive. Just wait for that lucky hunch. There must be something more. Somewhere along the line, I blew it. All of my life, I've been meeting the wrong crowd, wearing the wrong tie, dancing the wrong steps. All of my life, all of my life, I've been off on the wrong beam, backing the wrong team, dreaming the wrong dream. All of my life, all of my life, all of my no good life. All right, folks, step right up and meet a loser. Come on, it's novelty night. Anybody can meet a winner. Show a little guts. Shake hands with a loser. Meet the champ of the losers. Come on, I don't mind. I must like losing. I've been doing it so long. On the day I was born, I went into training. I was grooming myself for oblivion. And I made it. Funny. Funny. Want to hear a good one? I even lost my wife. Kay, where are you? Are the kids home from school yet? What kids? I've got no time for kids. I'm too busy trying to get a table. Funny? Funny? I could keep you screaming like this for hours. Hold it, hold it. Wait a minute. This check is mine. Hold it. This is Ubi Cram. I reach. Eddie, lend me 20. I'll give it back to you in no time. Eddie, come on. Eddie! What? Take a job? What job? This job? Right here? Are you nuts? I don't want this job. I want that job. Way up there. The one I can't reach. The shortcut. Look out. Step aside. They can't see me. Here I am, folks. The loser. No magic. No hocus pocus. Nothing up my sleeve. Nothing. But absolutely nothing. I thought the American dream was wait for that one big break. Just give the dice a shake. Wow! You two can be on top. Be an overnight sensation. Beat the press and face the nation. I thought the American dream was wait for that one big break. There must be something more to it. Somewhere along the line, I blew it. All of my life, I've been learning the wrong tricks, pulling the wrong strings, making the wrong moves. All of my life, all of my life, I've been off on the wrong beam, backing the wrong team, dreaming the wrong dream. All of my life, all of my life, all of my whole damn life.
I don't think I've ever despised you as much as I do now.
I'm not interested in what you feel now. Whatever happens to us, I'll never forget that you tried to take Edward away from me. You may have some things to forgive me, but I'll never forgive you this. I've always fought for Edward, and I always will. And if you think that you're going to take him away from me now and slander me and turn him against me, you've made the biggest mistake of your life. Do you understand that?
No!
Edward is my son!
Spencer Tracy from Edward, My Son. Great picture. Francis Albert Sinatra.
Here's to those who love not too wisely, no, not too wisely, but too well. To the girl who sighs with envy when she hears that wedding bell. To the guy who'd throw a party if he knew someone to call. Here's to the losers, bless them all. Here's to those who drink their dinners when that lady doesn't show. To the girls who wait for kisses underneath that mistletoe. To the lonely summer lovers when the leaves begin to fall. Here's to the losers, bless them all. Hey, Tom, Dick, and Harry, coming out of the rain. Those torches you carry must be drowned in champagne. Here's the last toast of the evening. Here's to those who still believe. All the losers will be winners. All the givers shall receive. Here's to trouble-free tomorrows. May your sorrows all be small. Here's to the losers. Bless them all. Hey, Tom, Dick, and Harry, coming out of that rain. Those torches you carry must be drowned in champagne. Here's the last toast of the evening. Here's to those who still believe. All the losers will be winners. All the givers shall receive. Here's to trouble-free tomorrows. May your sorrows all be small. Here's to the losers. Here's to the losers. Here's to the losers. Bless them all.
And Sophie Tucker.
Mr. Max Fink, of Fink Brothers, Inc., he goes to the racetrack each day. He is otherwise mentally okay, but when it comes to the horses, he's off his nut. He reads the racing form every morning till noon, and at night he goes to bed with a Ken Kling cartoon. Rosie, his wife, leads a very sad life, because evenings he's also away. He comes home for dinner, then right after dark, he's off to the trotters at the Trotters Park. Rosie has been very patient up till now, but last Saturday night, the neighbors heard quite a row. While he was having his bagels and lux, she ups to him with a, looky here, Max. How's coming? You're doing me like you do. Like the red hot mama say, boy, here's Achzu. Horse playing papa, you go trotting tonight. Mama's galloping out on you. I ain't staying home alone no more till 1:30 or 2 while you're out laying bets. Yeah, laying bets, says you. Parley and papa, we won't argue or fight. You step out of that doorway and we're through. Here's your racing form, your season pass. But I warn you, by G, you ain't gonna make no horses grass widow out of me. Horse playing papa, you go trotting tonight. Mama's galloping out on you into another stable. Mama's galloping out on you. I've got some inside information about some tricks that you've tried, for which matrimonially you could be disqualified. Why, you old beetle bug, at your age, you look awfully silly trying to put a saddle on some nice young little filly. Look at your past performances. According to the chart, you're nothing but an old plug that should be pulling a peddler's cart. I thought that when I claimed you that I had a man of war, they told me that you were a sleeper. Sure, all you did was snore. I kept you in my stable. I gave you the best of care. And you turn out to be the answer to a bookie's prayer. I remember your first morning's workout. Boy, was that a sketch. Mama just gave you an easy ride, and you couldn't make the stretch. Now I knew right then and there that I was in for plenty of trouble. I couldn't work you once a week, let alone a daily double. I hopped you up enough to be faster than a deer. When you should have been way out in front, you were somewhere in the rear. Now in good old Mama Lushin, die wirst gehen trotten, geh trotten, nach riechen dein Totten starten. Your pals with all the trainers, buddies with all the jockeys. What are you gonna get from all of this? Kadoches, Krenk and Makis. Horse playing papa, don't you go trotting tonight. Here's a hot tip for you if you do. Five will get you 50 with any bookie that you call. When you come home tonight, you'll find another stallion in your stall. Horse playing papa, you go trotting tonight. Mama's galloping out on you with a brand new rider. Mama's galloping out on you.
Sophie Tucker with Harry Geller and the orchestra. Joe Pesci with a great Father's Day tune. And his 21-year-old daughter's birthday. He wrote this himself, Joe did. The music of the stars.
Baby, you're 16. That's not old as it may seem. A for me, I can't believe that it's true. How a little girl who looks and talks like you is not mistaken more for 22. Looking in your eyes, it's so hard to realize that you're a girl who's only in her teens. But as women of the world, you are the one that makes me feel, hey, I'm still 21. What am I gonna do when a young man calls for you to take you on the town for some romancing? What am I gonna say if I'm far away and he kisses you while you are dancing? I guess that I'm the one who is rushing all the fun that you're gonna have throughout the coming years. Just forgive me for those tries to monopolize your eyes. It's something every father must get done. When little girls like you look 21. Happy birthday, baby.
Joe Pesci. Danny Kaye with his daughter, Dina.
Daddy dear, Daddy dear, is the world really round? Tell me, where is the bluebird of happiness found? Tell me, why is the sky up above so blue? And when you were a child, did you cry like I do? What becomes of the sun when it falls in the sea? And who lights it again, bright as bright can be? Tell me, why can't I fly without wings through the skies? Tell me why, Daddy dear, are there tears in your eyes?
Little one, yes, the world's really round. And the bluebird you search for will surely be found. And the sky up above is so blue and so clear, so that you'll see the bluebird if it should come near. And the sun doesn't fall when it slips out of sight. All it does is make way for the moon's pretty light. And if children could fly, there'd be no need for birds. And I cry, little one, 'cause I'm touched by your words.
Don't be sad, Daddy dear, if it's true the world's round. I will search round the world till the bluebird is found.
Little one, there's no need to wander too far, for the bluebird you seek is right here where you are.
Show me where, Daddy dear, and here's what I'll do. I will find a bluebird and give it to you.
Dear, the bluebird's the love in your heart, pure and true. And I found it the day heaven blessed me with you.
Daddy dear, Daddy dear, Daddy dear.
Music of the Stars. All right, let's take a break. News from the Columbia Broadcasting System. We'll be on for another hour. Good morning to all our affiliates in the Civic Media Radio News Network. CivicMedia.us, and when I come back, I'll tell you about the best Father's Day movie I can find.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The FBI has offered a $50,000 reward for information leading to the capture of 57-year-old Vance Bolter, the suspect in yesterday's shootings of two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Investigators say during the shootings he wore a mask and posed as a police officer.
No King's demonstrations were mostly nonviolent Saturday, and people like this Los Angeles woman were glad to have their voices heard.
I just wanted to be counted as someone who's really unhappy with everything that's going on. I'm totally freaked out at how fast things are devolving.
The protesters were demonstrating against the military parade in Washington, D.C., what they say is President Trump's authoritarianism. Trump focused on the Army's 250th birthday.
250 years later, America stands tall, America stands proud, and America stands free.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.